Welcome back to the program. Hour number three on this Tag Team Wednesday night edition of Sportsline. Brett Q, Jake Cottrell, all in the house, warm and cozy, talking about an NFL postseason in which the Baltimore Ravens are not a part of for the first time in a long time.
We should strike that from the lexicon of sports. We should always have a bird of prey starting with the letter R, Ravens.
And Jarrett Bell, who's been covering this postseason, of course, for USA Today, and JB, we're all having a hard time dealing with the fact the Ravens aren't in it. Q's taking it extremely hard.
I am.
Well, I'll tell you what you could do. You just got to go with the other Q. So it's kind of like 1 degree of separation. Well, at least I know somebody who's in the playoffs, right?
Yeah,
and that
man.
That was the Anquan Boldin, man.
Yep. So. He had an amazing... Just, I mean, the toughness, the competitive fire that fuels another guy to perform his best. I mean, he had that, and it just reminds me, as again, what the Ravens were missing last year.
Yeah, and that's one thing you could say. Okay, he's not as fast as certain people, right? And we can get some guys to replace that. The contract might be a little uncomfortable. We can get more for our money here. And, you know, there are guys who could catch the ball. You can say all that, but the dependability and what you just said, that fire and the ripple effect that that has on your team is, you know, priceless, okay, in a sense, figuratively speaking. I'm sure Ozzie Newsome has a price for everything, but you know what I'm saying is what you just said. And I talked to him a couple weeks ago. I was at their regular season finale at Arizona, and he had a huge game there, and that was his first trip back to Arizona since he left the Cardinals.
Oh, wow, that's right.
Yeah.
They always came here to Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And so that was his first game back there. I didn't realize it until, like, you know, into the game or whatever. It's like, oh, wow, he's never played here. And he showed out that day, you know, 100 and something yards and a couple big plays. And, yeah, that's the guy that you want right now this time of year.
But here's the question. You saw him come off of that first game against the Packers, start the season off over 200 yards, and then he kind of got blanked by Richard Sherman and company. I mean, is it a matter of moving him around and, you know, not allowing them to get their hands on him? Although it's kind of odd to say get your hands on him when you're talking about such a strong physical receiver. But, you know, what's the game plan you would think going into a game where, you know, a secondary is as fierce of competitors as Anquan Boldin is?
Exactly. That, what a great matchup. The Legion of Doom, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they do that to a lot of people, and not many people are able to do that to Boldin, and that's where he's not as fast, and that's where you kind of lose a little bit in the matchup. But here's what's going to make the difference right now for them: Michael Crabtree. So now you've got Crabtree and Boldin and Vernon Davis, right? So that's another guy that you really, really have to deal with. You know, Kaepernick threw 21 touchdown passes this year, Q, and all of them were to either of the three that I just mentioned. Mm. It was one to Crabtree, and the rest were split up between Boldin and Vernon Davis. So that tells you that they kind of rely maybe a little bit too much on those guys, so that when one's not there, oh boy, the whole thing gets thrown out of whack.
But yeah.
Right now they're there, and Michael Crabtree has made such a tremendous difference because he can have – you saw the game he had against Green Bay. So it could be Vernon Davis's turn on Sunday. You know, you never know. It just depends on the matchups. But as long as you've got all of those guys in the flow, then it could be pick your poison, right? So they can't double everybody. So somebody's going to get some, you know, some favorable looks. And so when they played in week two, there was no Crabtree. And so you took one guy out of that equation, and it kind of threw the whole thing out of whack. But like I said, it's a little dicey because if something happens to one of those guys, they go down, then there's nobody that can step up and just be that other guy.
Jared, I do think Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback of all time, and I don't care if he wins another Super Bowl. But I'm thinking about the media blow-up and the fan blow-up in modern-day NFL fandom if Manning were to lose to Brady here. And I'm not sure if his legacy could ever recapture what it once was if he loses this one to Brady. Of course, he'll always be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and the numbers will say how many MVPs he won. But I think that people will look at him drastically different forever if he loses this game, and he'll forever have a label of not clutch, which I think is hard to grasp when you've already won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's tough, because how many Super Bowls did Brett Favre win?
Right? One. Yeah.
He won one. Yeah, Marino didn't win any. Kelly didn't win any. But, you know, when you talk about the greatest ever, yeah, you want to associate that with championships, right? And so, yeah, that's the big knock on Peyton. I think if he gets two and two with, you know, different teams, that will erase some of the, you know, the playoff things. But the flip, go to the flip side, like you said, if he loses, what does that mean? I still think it really depends on how, if they lose, how they lose, right? If he's got the ball in his hands and he throws a pick six like he did in the Super Bowl against New Orleans, then, whoa, look out, right? But if it's a case like it was last year with Baltimore and they lose with Brady lighting up the Denver defense, it's going to speak very highly for Tom Brady, and you can, you know, add another chip in his ledger, right? But I don't think it reflects as negatively if it's not, you know, Manning making the big gaffe that cost him the game.
And I kind of go the other way with, you know, this whole flow as far as he's not the greatest of all time. I look at it as he's in that mm-hmm. conversation.
Right.
But that four, that, you know, what the heck, you might as well even say Terry Bradshaw, as well as, you know, my number one guy in Joe Montana. I mean, yeah. That's the bar. You know, the bar has been set because, you know, Tom had an opportunity before, you know, NASCAR kind of took over on him and ran him over against the Giants. I think if that Giants game, you know, turned out differently and there was no, you know, David Tyree and they wound up winning that game, I would have said that, you know, absolutely, hands down, he's in that hallowed ground of Joe Montana and surpassed him. But nah, I'm not there yet as far as Peyton is concerned. But with that being said, though, you are looking at two of the greatest quarterbacks going head to head. You know, give us a feel and a flow of that matchup.
Well, let me back up for a second. I talked to Joe tonight, okay, and got his take on this matchup. Right?
Okay, yeah. Now, come on now. listening ears, we're in.
There were a couple things that I wanted to talk to him about, but one was the matchup, and obviously, like you said, hey, it's not quarterback versus quarterback. It's never head-to-head, but,
sure.
You know, we just kind of outlined a bunch of scenarios that kind of, you know, go beyond that. But the thing that Joe said that was, you know, really that really resonated with me when we talked about how he used to raise his game in the postseason. And that's the thing, you know, Joe never lost a Super Bowl. So Brady's lost two.
Yep.
Joe was perfect. And guess what? Never threw a pick in any of those Super Bowls
yep.
that he won.
Yep.
Four Super Bowls, zero picks, right? And so I was asking him about the whole idea of how you do that. How do you raise your game and play, you know, even better than you did during the regular season when it's all on the line? And he said, and it kind of surprised me the way he described it, because he said it's really not so much about making yourself a lot better. It's not making the mistakes. Because if you try to make yourself better, sometimes you get out of rhythm. You know, you're trying to do too much and be who you're not. But if you go a little conservative and not make the mistakes, then the good things will happen. And I think that might say something about Peyton Manning in some of these situations where you've got this pressure and you're trying to make the play and it doesn't happen for you. And I know going back to regular season, that's the thing that gets Tony Romo all the time, right?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like he'll try to make a play when you're just trying to squeeze it in that little window and you shouldn't and you could have tucked it or threw it away. And so, you know, when Joe said that, that really hit home with me tonight. But, you know, to get to the matchup, yeah. I think we know it's going to be the defenses in the running game that determine it. I don't know. It could come down to that. It could come down to No'Shawn Marino, who ripped New England's depleted defense for over 200 yards on the ground in November. And then LeGarrette Blount, you see what he's done.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I think it's even more scary for the Patriots because the Denver running game hasn't really been consistent.
Right.
Now, they lit up New England that week, But
well, they look pretty good against the Chargers now.
Yeah, they did. They did. But like I'm saying, they haven't really been consistent with the running game. And New England, you know.
Let me walk you off the ledge on this one, because we talk about Bill Belichick and how he says, all right, here's your strength. We're going to take that away from you. Let you beat us with plan B of your offense. And I think that plan B was No. Sean Moreno, which ultimately did not beat them.
Right. And you know, in talking to Matt Patricia, the Patriots defensive coordinator this week, about that whole philosophy, you know, he didn't really want to admit that, but we all know it because – and I remember talking to Belichick about it back that week. You know, they could have – You know what you do with your eighth man in the box, right? So they weren't going to let Peyton beat them. So they'll have that choice. But what has to happen when you do that, you know, you got to stop them with seven, right? And they weren't able to do that the last time. I mean, that's the way that can work for you. But, you know, it's going to be a chess match. And, you know, Peyton's got, you know, a lot of weapons. And I think when they played him in November, he didn't have Julius Thomas. That could be the huge difference, right? Because this guy is a world beater at tight end.
Yes, he is.
And when you get into the red zone, not to mention all the other weapons, Welker, Demaryius Thomas, and Decker, but now you throw this big guy in the middle, that's what the Patriots had with Gronkowski, obviously. Not saying anything there, that they don't have now. Even the size, you know, the size of the receivers, they got Edelman and Amendola, but if they get down close to the goal line, as you saw against Miami, those guys physically have a real tough time matching up. That's why LeGarrette Blount is so important to them. If they get inside that red zone, they can, you know, rely on that power rushing game, or at least conceivably that's what you would, if you're them, you want to be able to do. But for Denver, they've got so many more options when they get to the red zone. And Julius Thomas is a big one.
Jarrett Bell from the USA Today. And, JB, where are you going to be again this weekend?
I'm going to Denver.
You are going to Denver. Yeah. Bring your oxygen mask. You may need it.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to it, man.
Should be a good one. I think it will be.
Yes,
JB,
indeed.
Jarrett Bell from USA Today. Travel safe, Jarrett.
Okay, man. I appreciate you guys.
We'll talk to you next week as we start thinking about a Super Bowl. But we'll talk about this when we come back, Q. The title game is now just a few days away in the NFL.